Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, Markets and Company News. I'm joined by Zimeli Mbanjwa, investment analyst at FNB Wealth and Investments. So, Zimeli, let's start broadly then. The market and Rand reaction to Donald Trump. What's the sentiment?
Yeah, I think initially the markets were a bit cautious going into the inauguration, because I think everybody was wondering what's Trump going to say. And we saw, you know, sort of like flat trading. But, you know, during and after the inauguration, there was a bit of a movement, mostly to the positive. I think mostly the reaction was to Trump not really speaking about China as far as those tariffs are concerned. So we saw Asian markets rally there. The JSE also opened on a strong note. I think taking from that rally from the Asian markets, I think also just Trump's stance as well is a very pro-risky asset stance. The Rand also rallied against the USD prior and during the inauguration, but we've seen the USD sort of like, you know, claw back some of those losses post the inauguration. Trump reportedly mentioned tariffs for Canada and tariffs on Canada and Mexico by the beginning of February. So I think, you know, that sort of so like the dollar clawed back some of those losses.
But fair to say there is still a little bit of global apprehension. U.S. markets were closed for the holiday yesterday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I guess we'll get a bigger or better idea of what the picture looks like when the market opens later today.
Yes, certainly. I mean, there is some apprehension in the system and there's a lot of uncertainty that comes with Trump. A lot of his policies are mostly seen as being a very restrictive of global growth, you know, pro-America, which is fair. So for him, for who he is, but very much so inflationary, very much so, and brings a lot of uncertainty into a system. He said a lot of things, you know, on immigration. He pulled back the EV mandates, you know, climate change and all of that. So I think, yeah, you're absolutely correct. We will see what happens when the U.S. markets finally open.
Let's move on to some company news. And there's been a six-year campaign, I understand, by mobile operators in Nigeria, including MTN, which is a massive player in that country, to get approval on an increase in mobile service prices. That's now been approved, and locally, MTN share price up by over 4% today.
Yes, that's correct. So there's been quite a lot of lobbying, and you know, finally, the Nigerian regulators, you know, agreed on a tariff hike for telecoms operators over there. I mean, the lobbying was for a 100% tariff hike, but the regulators approved a 50%. But, you know, it's still better than what analysts in the market were expecting, which is between 20 and 30%. So we're seeing quite a lot of, you know, we're seeing the MTN share price sort of run a bit there. And there's also sort of, you know, from a modeling perspective, a very positive headline earnings expectations now for MTN going forward. Some calling for more than 25%.
Let's look at Clicks now. We do know that one of the big retail battlegrounds in 2025 is going to be in the pharmacy space. So we also know that Clicks is ramping up its expansion efforts. The group saying today it's opened 11 new pharmacies between November and December and pushing for a target of between 40 and 50. So what impact has this had on the share price? And I guess the company will continue to grow from strength to strength in this particular space.
Yes, certainly. I mean, the pharmacy story is definitely a good one for Clicks. You know, they put out a sales report for the first 5 months of the financial year 2025. And one of the, you know, businesses that grew the most, or the space where they saw growth the most, was in that health and pharmacy space. You know, the share price, though, the Clicks share price was under pressure earlier on, mostly because I think because comparable sales store growth was lower than last year. I think they also saw slow growth during the December period, the Christmas period. So performances in like Christmas gifting, paperware, home and electrical products was subdued. But again, the story from the pharmacy space was a positive one. And I think that's a very important, you know, sector of competition right now.
On my screen right now, in fact, Clix's share price down by 2.6%. Interesting to see that Dis-Chem has also been dragged lower.
Yes, I think in sympathy with Clix, obviously Clix being the bellwether for the December sort of like trading, we'll see what comes of this game. But I think it's mostly in sympathy with Clix and what's going on there.
On the plus side, as far as the market is concerned today, Goldfields up 2.8%, best of the gold miners, having a bit of a run, and I guess all linked to a more positive benefit that bullion is deriving from a softer dollar.
Yes, absolutely. The softer dollar sort of drove the bullion higher. I think also it's sort of a benefit of sort of the uncertainty that is in the system because of Trump's presidency, where he spoke quite a lot of expanding America's borders, and he spoke of the tariff on Mexico and Canada. So there's a bit of fear that there might be sort of like trade wars coming in, and that has also increased the appeal of the bullion as a safe haven asset.
And just finally, inflation numbers, if I'm not mistaken, out tomorrow. What's the broad market expectation?
Yeah, so the market expectation is inflation to increase to around 3%, slightly higher than December. Core inflation is also expected to increase higher, mostly driven by fuel prices, local energy fuel prices, as well as some higher housing costs that we'll see coming in December. However, in the medium, short to medium term, inflation is expected to remain subdued. However, we saw some commentary coming from the governor of the Reserve Bank in Davos today at the World Economic Forum, where he spoke about Trump's policies and says that they make the outlook a bit more uncertain. There's a bit of more risk into sort of saying what's going to happen up next. So he sounded a bit more hawkish than the market expects, but still the expectation is for rate cuts at the end of this month of about 2.5 bps all the way up until May. So 3 rate cuts this year is still the expectation. However, the outlook does remain a bit, I think, cloudy given Trump's economic policies.
And we'll talk again in the not-too-distant future. Zimel Mbanjwa, thank you very much indeed. Investment analyst at FNB Wealth and Investments. I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 102.7 with MoneyWeb.